Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
Thanks for tuning in. We bring this episode in with a heavy, heavy heart today.
We lost a member of the team, guys. The off-screen member, Klaus, the one and only. You know him as the guy who's looking it up for us, giving us his smart-ass comments back. He's gone to the big C in the sky, and you know, it's tough. It's tough to do the episode today. Tough news. I wish we had known going in that this was going to be our last episode, was going to be our last one with Klaus, but I know, and Robert knows that he would have wanted us to carry on. Our data, our facts are not going to be as accurate. I can guarantee you that.
I'm okay with that.
That'll be in honor of Klaus going forward, because we know nobody's looking stuff up better.
So than him. when we go on our tangents and ramble, and they're like, "Well, no facts. Like you can't hold us accountable for that anymore. Yeah. We're not hiring anybody else. So please just stay a moment of silence for our friend Klaus." With that being said, we didn't know how to start this podcast. The news was very subtle to us, or very, not subtle,
shocking.
Very shocking to us. And we got in the studio to record today, and it's being here in the room kind of hit us both today.
Yeah.
And we kind of had the same idea, and I kind of brought it up jokingly that we should just go to the bar and then figure it out.
Yeah.
And we stayed there for a while. Yeah. So we've been...
It's almost like the longer we were there, the longer we had to go without dealing with this. And
yeah, we had to be fucked up to do this one. So and long story short, and drink for that, or long of the short. So we'll do one of Klaus's favorites. We'll do a Jägerbomb. Even though his was an Irish car bomb, we don't have the Baileys. So we'll do a Jägerbomb in his honor. All so right. To Klaus.
How do we follow that with a show?
I know, it's going to be hard. Remember when he had that fake Jamaican accent?
Oh, man.
Blub, 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 man.
Oh, God, the good old days.
I will say, Tom, I think you quoted this on the podcast. It says, you don't live when you die, you live...
You live your life, and then you live... as long as you remember. So his life will carry on as long as this podcast does, as Absolutely. Long as you loyal listeners are thinking of him and thinking of us. And then, you know, I will always know Klaus is with us in spirit, if not physically. So you know, one of Klaus's favorite cities in Indiana, Muncie, Indiana.
Chirp,
home of the
chirp,
Ball State
motherfucker.
Cardinals.
This is actually Klaus's.
This is Klaus's. Oh, God, yeah. This is great.
Why was he a big Ball State guy?
You know, okay.
I think he banged a Ball State broad that wore
this. See, that's what he's like. I asked him one day, and it was like, yeah, a lot of people think since I banged this chick. But he actually, when he was first, you know, I guess, I never really got a clear story on, like, his origin story, but he spent a lot of time in a ball jar. And ball jars are made in Ball State, Muncie, Indiana.
Like a mason jar, basically.
Yeah, but the ball brand. Ball. Yeah, yeah.
But didn't Ball also make like a ping or pinballs?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's Ball
maybe.
Brand.
Well, that explains why he's so good at pinball.
Yeah. Also, weird. Off topic though, maybe they made glass. No, this doesn't make sense because I know Coors Light. During Prohibition was like a big thing, but then during Prohibition, they just made glasses. So I remember in like chemistry, we had these graduated cylinders that were made by like the Coors brand because they couldn't, the production line kept.
Lots of different glass things. Like you can see it on some beer bottles, like and stuff. Ball is big.
Do you remember the BNE Pain Olympics?
I did not view those.
Oh, a guy stuck a glass jar up his ass.
Oh, dude. Shout out to Wadula. But he was.
Wingata?
Yeah. So he's a big listener of the show, fan. He was at my house over Labor Day weekend, and he told me the whole story about the guy sticking the ball jar up his ass.
Let's hear it.
Apparently, it's Pain Olympics. This guy sticks this.
If you know, you know.
Glass jar. Up his ass and it shatters.
It definitely does.
Mid insertion.
Yeah.
And also, then he's just picking the bits of glass out.
The strength of a rectum at that point. It should be loosening and it's just like, no, I got this fucking gator bite of an asshole. And just breaks an entire.
Yeah.
It's not a mason jar. It
wasn't
thicker
your
than
dick.
That.
Right? Yeah. At least I'd feel something.
Yeah. So what was his breakdown on this?
He said it was one of the most disgusting things he's seen. And I don't know how it came up. I don't remember what started this whole conversation. But he's like, yeah, the worst part is he's picking the glass shards out of his ass. Mm-hmm. And I, having never seen any Pain Olympics, never seen two girls, one cup, I don't want to see these things.
Two girls, one cup is pretty bad. Five girls finger painting is pretty bad. I think I say no.
I mean, it's no midget porn, but it's...
It's not midget porn. It's just... Shut up. And don't say the M word.
Klaus,
I gotta bleep it out.
Klaus
now.
Loved that word, dude. Klaus loved that. He said that shit all the time, dude.
That's fine.
And then now I say it. I'm the bad guy. But I don't know what the context was. I just know, like, if you're watching a video of a guy and he breaks a ball jar in his ass, and then you're going to watch him pick all of the glass
out. We
didn't
know if it was Ball brand, though.
We don't, but then you brought it up because of Ball, so I'm just assuming that now.
Big Baller Brand by...
it was Lonzo Ball's glass jar
Ball's
company.
Dad. Yeah. Lonzo Ball's dad. He made shoes, t-shirts, glass jars, I think pants or whatever. All right, Muncie, Indiana, you ready to get into this bad boy?
I am.
Let's do it. All right, season 5, episode 35, and boy, we are trucking along. Remember this icy tournament?
So we have an icy tournament now because they're making Stone Cold give up his icy title that he won at SummerSlam.
After his terrible roll-up at SummerSlam. Again, I think I pointed out at SummerSlam why...
Right.
Just make
Owen
Hart win.
In hindsight, if you're going to just strip him of the title and then do a tournament, just have Owen Hart pin him.
You can do a storyline with Owen Hart still being the champion. No one would have bet.
But I don't know. Maybe not, because him winning that, it still builds that mystique of him being this unstoppable guy. Like, he broke his neck and he still won. I know it looked bad, but it's not how it looked. Like, now when you hear the stories, nobody remembers how it looked. Is this the first round?
No. No, yes, it is.
Still, right?
It's still the first round. So we have, and I'll put the tournament here. We have Ken Shamrock, arguably
That's your pick.
World's Dangerous Man. That is my pick. What is your pick?
The Rock.
Okay, so this would be the second time as I see title holder.
Yes, so I feel good about my pick. You feel good about your pick?
I really do, yeah.
So I'm happy to
actually,
see.
I do not know.
I think they have to play. It would be them in the championship or the semifinals. So.
Can it work out? It can. I think that would be phenomenal, though. So Ken Shamrock versus We Are the Nation of Domination. No other than the leader of that group, Farouk, here. And the match is starting. It's a little back and forth inside the ring, a little outside the ring. And as Ken Shamrock is bleeding from his mouth, and this is like a lot that he just bleeds from his mouth.
Yeah, you think he's biting his tongue?
I would love to plug the Bloody Buddy Cup.
Yeah, I wish they did.
But it's no longer a sponsor here. So take, if your mouth's bleeding, take a regular ass boring tampon. Stick it up your mouth. Absolutely.
So what are you doing with the bloody? You got it with the Bloody Buddy Cup as your mouth's bleeding, or you put it in your mouth? And it looks like you have a pacifier.
Yeah. All I know is like taking the turnbuckle off.
The turnbuckle off, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. So Shamrock and some weird kerbopple wins by a suplex. And Farouk, after the bell rings, hits the Dominator, and if that wasn't insult to injury enough, the rest of the Nation of Domination come out, and they start kicking Ken Shamrock's ass. But wait a gosh darn minute. Who is that? Is that what a rush? Is that the Legion of Doom coming to help out?
I think it might be.
Well, I think it might be too. Yeah, so they're helping out Shamrock, and I guess LOD is starting. This isn't new beef, but I feel like they just don't need to stick their nose where it doesn't belong.
Well, they like stinking their nose.
They like that stinky, smelly, stinky
sweat. Anything.
Anything.
Anything where it doesn't belong. And so, you know, your nose doesn't belong in smelly stuff, but they love it.
Absolutely. So we are, I don't know if this was plugged before, but I will remind you, Legion of Doom versus Nation of Domination, I'm assuming will be Farouk and The Rock, maybe? Or Farouk, Kama Mustafa, maybe?
I think it depends.
This will be at Bad Blood.
Yeah, it depends who is in the championship.
Hey, you know what depends are?
What's that?
Depends?
Mm-hmm.
They're steam.
Oh.
Sweat.
Stinky.
You always have to start with stinky and end with stinky.
And start
and
with
that's stinky. A hog. That's how you do a hog promo.
A hog?
A hog promo. Hog. It's like Mad Libs. There's like fill in an adjective. It's only, yeah. It's filled out for you.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's just like put a thing that smells bad. Oh, and then another description of a thing that smells bad.
Stinky. Okay, it's then stinky again. He's like, we're going to kill you. Like, yeah.
And then, name something like, that's then like the, a scientific name for a body part. Okay.
The Ulu-Dula Amunga.
Okay, and then another descriptor for something that smells bad. Stinky again.
It just says well.
Yeah.
Name is stinky.
We should
something
do.
That perspirates.
Sweaty.
Most sweat scientific version of anatomy.
Yeah.
Humorous. Yeah. Yeah. The aortic valve of the heart. So stinky. Alright, we are met with Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he is doing an interview backstage.
He's just like chilling
and they're
on the
talking
back of a
about him giving that that stunner to Sergeant Slaughter last week.
NJR.
And during the interview, you know, the King says, oh yeah. By the way, Owen Hart says that he has a surprise for you tonight, Stone Cold.
What could that be?
A surprise tonight. What could it be? Owen Hart has a surprise for Stone Cold.
Tonight.
Let's not think about it. We'll move on.
We'll get to it.
Hopefully we'll figure it out.
We'll get to it.
So we are met with the Truth Commission. This group out of South Africa, and they're going to be facing the Legion of Doom. And I know the Truth Commission is made up of copious amounts of people. We have Recon. We have Sniper.
Sniper, yeah.
We have the tall guy.
Inspector, maybe?
Inspector tall guy?
Yeah.
Is it Inspector tall guy?
Yeah, Inspector tall guy.
What's his name?
It's the Inspector, dude.
Is it the Inspector, really? I'm
pretty sure.
No, it's not.
Yeah. What are you trying to zoom? Like, you think he's just randomly in here?
Yeah, because he, like, interviews him.
Not the tall guy.
Yes, he does.
You think the tall guy talks?
No, he doesn't talk. I'm just saying there's another member of this.
Oh, yeah, the tall guy.
Oh, yeah. The tall guy, guys. So, Animal gets thrown into the stairs, and now LOD is going to set up that sweet, sweet... By the way, they're not calling it a doomsday device.
What are they calling it?
Something stupid. It's more PG or something.
More PG than the word doomsday?
I'm going to have to edit that out.
Oh, shit. It's like saying M word.
Don't say the M word. It's little people.
Mason Dixon?
Or Minnie. Say Minnie.
Max.
My favorite. So they set up this doomsday device on Recon, and oh, the interrogator. That's what his name was, the tall guy.
Isn't that what it said?
That's what inspector.
Oh, it's inspector. It was
the health inspector comes out. Yeah. So, inspector comes in and interferes. That leads to a DQ, but here comes Ken Shamrock out, and he starts attacking the interrogator, and they're getting this guy over because he's not really budging. And then the interrogator is just cleaning house to pretty much everybody here, and the Nation of Domination come out because they have that match against the Legion of Doom coming up here in Bad Blood. And what's the word we'd like to use here at this podcast? There's a bunch of, like, combustion and a lot of shit going on, and it's a big,
it's the kerbopple you're on.
Kerbopple you're on.
I was with someone this week, and they said, where did the whole kerbopple thing come from? Like, do you even listen?
They said, where did kerbopple come from?
Yeah, I was like, why do you guys say kerbopple? I'm like, do you even listen to the podcast?
Guys, go back, but don't go back too far. We were really bad in the beginning.
Let's go back
in. We'll have to delete those soon. I'm going to urinate, but do you want to get to, I know you want me.
I know you want me.
I know that you want my love. Don't say the M word.
There's so many M words about to come out here.
Oh.
So
Minnie Max is okay.
Yeah, okay, good. So, guys, Sonny's coming out. We're always excited to see Sonny looking fantastic in a blue dress. Robert will put it right here. Maybe a little motion in the ocean with it. One thing I realized about Sonny, and I'm going to say it now without Robert here because I think he's going to argue with me. There's some women that just are more attractive without being naked. And she is one of those women. I think if you look at her naked, not as attractive as she is with clothes on. Intriguing. Speaking of that, she is doing ring announcing for the next match. And she's got El Burrito and El Pirato coming out, each weighing about 144 pounds. They're little people who are, they're like heavyweight little people, though. And then they're facing Mr. Lucky and the one and only Max Mini. Is it Max Mini or Mini Max?
Max.
Max Mini. You have Max Mini here. I'm going to go with Max Mini.
I'm going to say Mini. It's Mini Max.
I think it's Max Mini.
Might be Max Mini.
Okay.
But he's my favorite.
Robert's favorite little person wrestler.
And wrestler. Okay, good. Not the two little people that I subscribe on OnlyFans. Tom's got me in this whole OnlyFans thing, and so, I do follow little people. Hey,
I'm not
support small businesses.
Well, the match is great, though. This is a great match. We have no notes because you're just...
We were drinking. We were drinking, we ordered wings at this time.
We were eating at the Minnie's Mini.
We were I had wing fingers, so I couldn't type while we're watching this. So,
But we don't need to, because here's the thing. He's going to play this, and he's going to show that little cool highlight.
So there was this.
Damn, that was so cool.
There was this.
Oh, how did they pull that off?
And then, we can't forget about this.
Oh, dude, but remember when he with Sonny was like, and now we're,
And then there was also this.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
And then Max Mini wins.
Yes, with a flying headbutt-ish.
Kind of, yeah, here. Mm. Kind of a flying headbutt.
Max Mini undefeated since we've been following him. Robert's favorite wrestler.
Period. I love him, dude. Hey, I'm done with you, Mark Merrill.
Max Mini. Yeah, where's Mark Merrill been for the last year?
Hey, trouble in the jungle, I will say. Let's continue this. This IC tournament. Remember, we got Dude Love.
Dude Love.
What do you got?
I was just looking up Max Mini. You know what his real name is? Suki. Yeah. He's 47 now.
Oh, thank God. No RIP.
Want to go through all of his various names that he's had over his career?
Actually, yes. Let's place to do that.
Baby Rabbit. Mascari. Stop.
Imagine that being your first name.
Well, I think it's in alphabetical order, so I don't know if that was his first name.
Okay.
But Baby Rabbit.
Who puts it in alphabetical order?
Dude, I don't know, man. If Klaus was looking this up, he would have done it in chronological. But I'm just going, this is the best I can do. I'm just fucking freestyling here. Mascarita Sagrada Jr. Max Mini. Mini Dragon. Mini Rey Mysterio Jr. So that's cool.
We'll probably see that coming
up. No. Venecia, Ultimo Nito, and Tsuki.
Hmm.
He is 3'7.5".
Hot.
Yeah. So, I mean, his...
Does he have an OnlyFans?
Well, I think he only has fans, and that's us.
Shout out to Mini Max. Yeah, Let's get this IC tournament kicking off again. We have no other than... Dude Love. And the human trafficker. I'm going to say it's...
Whoa, Ryan, you're telling Pillman. Me she doesn't want to be there? I know she looks like she doesn't want
to
be there.
I know she looks like she wants to be there. I know that she wants to escape.
She's doing that just to make her husband feel like she doesn't want to be there, because she is having the time of her life.
You know what? That sounds so bigot of you, but I know that you're right here. So Brian Pillman is coming out, and I know you guys remember that bet.
Got wing sauce.
Caribbean jerk.
Yeah.
That was Caribbean. I was asking for, sorry.
My hands are all sticky now.
They could be stickier. Brian Pillman had that bet with Goldust that if he won Marlena 30 days, 30 nights, what was it, secretary?
Yeah.
Why not assistant? Secretary feels like you're more like an admin.
More like secretary.
My line of the night.
So this is what, this is the problem with this whole thing, is they act like this is the biggest affront to like any relationship ever. But her and Goldust signed the contract for this. This was a stipulation they agreed to. And you're telling me now it's like, oh my God, I can't believe they're apologizing for Brian Pillman, all the stuff. Yeah, she doesn't look like she's enjoying it, but I bet she is, because she's with the pill man himself, the loose cannon. They don't call him the loose cannon for nothing. Mm-hmm. So
there's mullet hair following every forearm.
Man, I can't help that my balding is genetics, okay? Get me some fucking...
Which brings us to our new sponsor, guys, Hims. Need to continuously wear a mullet? Buy Hims.
Or buy better mullet.
So, Yeah, it seems cheaper, doesn't it? I'll add that out. So Brian Pillman is coming out with Marlena, and she is looking thrilled. So during the match, Brian Pillman kicks it off with Dude Love, and Marlena is trying to slowly sneak away, and Brian Pillman sees this, and he's like, oh, well, secretaries don't just leave. Yeah. You got to come here and sit closer to ringside. So he brings her closer to ringside. Outside the ring, Brian Pillman throws Dude Love into the stairs. Dude. Very ouch. Dude Love tries to hit. Why is he tuning up the... He's tuning up the band right now.
Oh, yeah. Just the dudettes, man.
Oh, I didn't know. The dudettes, man. And he tries to hit the sweet chin music, which is right after that sweet swinging net breaker. And the match is interrupted. Because Goldust comes out and attacks Brian Pillman. But I've never seen, all of a sudden, Goldust, or you could say, wasn't really Justice Goldust.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was Goldust.
No.
Dustin Rollins.
Dustin Rollins comes out, really. Goes to attack Brian Pillman. And there's like 8 refs just waiting to like tackle him.
Well, they know there's a... It's not a... I don't think it's like an officially like law-abiding restraining order, but there is a rule that Commissioner Slaughter has put in place that Goldust cannot be at the show if they're wrestling. Because it is the stipulation of the rule from the match.
Okay.
That he has to abide by. So there's no like, if he's there, boom, we got to get him out. Get him out of here, Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor. All right, so Brian Pillman escapes with Marlena unharmed.
Loser
Marlena. And we are coming out next. I believe this is the middle of the show. Pyro goes off, and we are met with glass-breaking Stone Cold Steve Mother Freaking Austin coming out, and he is going to do an in-ring interview with the King. And the King is also has been saying, he's talking shit to the commissioner, because he got Stone Cold Stunner. And he's talking about JR because he got Stone Cold Stunner. And, you know, King's a heel, so he'll fit in right in. So they're recapping that old Stone Cold Stunner with JR. And Stone Cold says, you're lucky, JR. You better sit in your goddamn seat and wear your goddamn cowboy hat. And then he's recapping the Stone Cold Stunner with Sergeant Slaughter. He recaps that. And he calls out the Hart Foundation. And before you know it, the Hart Foundation come out, and Brett gets on the mic, and he goes, we got a word for you that we call you back. You know, Stone Cold. I might as well just do it. We got a word for you back in Canada. Guys like you, we call a hoser.
Oh!
Time out.
Ho! Ho, sir!
Hoser, Hoosier, Hoosier, Hoosier,
chirp,
baby. I literally turned to Tom as we're watching this episode. I said, he's been waiting Molotov.
Oh, dude, that's a line like that? I mean, it'd be hard to keep it up.
Honestly, I wish that was the first time I'd seen someone go chirp, chirp, and then lose their mullet after that. Muncie, Indiana, guys.
I don't think
guys.
It was the chirp, chirp part.
No, Muncie, Indiana, guys. I've seen mullets lose for less. I turn to Tom, I go, he's been waiting. Because he's been calling everyone hyenas. I turn to you and I go, he's been waiting forever to say the word hosier. He goes, and I've been waiting a long time to call you that. I'm like, I fucking know Bret Hart because I was Bret Hart.
We all are a little Bret
So, Hart. I know Hyena was very PG, but does he think that calling someone a hosier? I don't, I'm not from
Canada.
It's not
Canada. Hosier, it's hoser.
Hoser.
Yeah.
Hoser.
Hoser.
Is that offensive?
It might be. I'm not from
Canada. If you're watching this episode, it probably isn't. If it's if we
have still Canadian viewers, and you're real ones.
I haven't checked.
I'm pretty sure we don't because we talked a lot of shit about him for a while. Because we were very anti-Harper.
When my fucking sign of the night was just Canada sucks. I'm like,
You know what my sign of the night is here now?
You was on the night?
Yeah. Brett licks ass.
Is that good?
I think we're big ass-licking podcasts.
In fact, every episode is like, someone eats ass, licks ass, and we're like, is that a diss?
It's good. Hey, it's good to be confident, and it's good to be exploratory in your sexual endeavors.
So, after that, Hart Foundation have a little surprise for Stone Cold. Who is this random guy?
You know who I wish it was?
Hart Foundation
said... You know who I wish it was?
Clarence Mason. The action you're on here. But the Hart Foundation have a lawyer themselves, and they have a little present here for Stone Cold. They're giving him a... Have you been served?
Served.
Is that a restraining order? They're giving a restraining order to Stone Cold.
Well, against a little Odie?
To Stone Cold. And wow. Stone Cold's opening up said documents. It's multiple pages. And meanwhile, Jerry the King Lawler is in the ring. He goes, that's a restraining order. And then as Stone Cold's reading it, he's reading it behind him. So Stone Cold's reading it. He's there. He goes, it says you can't be within 100 feet. And boom, he just gets stunned.
It's a perfect setup. Awesome because like he's reading over his shoulder right here.
Perfect setup for a stunt. Anytime, now that I think about this and I watch this, anytime someone's like, if I'm on my phone, someone's like looking over, stunner immediately. Yeah. You should know because you've watched this episode, season 5, episode 35. Episode 35, Muncie, Indiana. You should know you should get a Stone Cold stunner.
I agree. It's on them if they don't.
Also, this was so cool because Jared the King Lawler thought he was, like, invincible because, like, he wasn't playing, like, the face character. And then he also gets Stone Cold stunned. So, meanwhile, we're going to pan to Jared the King Lawler backstage with a neck brace.
He's hurt.
And I'll show it here, which brings us to our next sponsor, which they haven't been a sponsor for a while. They did sponsor back in SummerSlam. But nextsurgery.com,
they covered Stone Cold when he first got hurt. Now they're covering, again, this is a 1997 website. So if you're watching in 97, I mean, it's probably still active.
They gave us money when we went back then. Yeah. I don't know if it's still an active interest. Website.
Oh my God. Really? I invested that shit, dude. This next match is the Patriot versus Owen Hart. So this is in America. Versus a Canada. And the Patriot, the biggest American out there. Owen comes out weirdly to Brett's music, so I don't know what that's about, but we'll get to the bottom of it, I'm sure, before too long. But maybe that's the way that the Hart Foundation's coming out now. The Patriot is against them. They each carry out their own country's flags. Jim Cornette is now doing commentary because King is going to nextsurgery.com. Nextsurgery.com is the place to get your neck surgeries. So he is talking about this match that they're going to have at Bad Blood. Sounds like it's going to be a couple Hart Foundation guys against the Patriot and Vader, I think. In a flag match, which we kind of saw at the Canadian Stampede. So 5-on-5 then, but this I think is going to be a 2-on-2 or a 3-on-3, something of that nature. Not getting a super clear understanding of it. Match continues on. Actually, decently back and forth. Stone Cold comes out through the crowd. So he actually tries to come out the ramp. Gets kind of stopped by the police because of the restraining order, of course. Then sneaks in through the crowd, comes up, rips up the restraining order right in front of Owen. Owen gets pissed, and Patriot gets a roll-up for the dub. Stone Cold escapes through the crowd as the police chase him. Then we get a little bit of Owen getting pissed off, yelling at the police to arrest him. And and they follow him into the crowd, but as JR says, it's basically, or actually Cornette says, it's basically 99% Stone Cold Country. They're never going to find him. And then they kind of go into backstage where the police are still looking for Stone Cold, and they never do find him. He is a slippery little rattlesnake. Boom, baby. Next, we've got... I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I got the looks that drives the girls wild. Something, something.
He's got the move.
That really, yeah, really moves
move him.
I was glad you came in because I forgot the lyrics.
Down there, it's fine. I'm just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
And I'm not your boy toy.
Boy toy.
I'm just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy toy.
Boy toy.
All right, where are we at? Shawn Michaels comes out.
Talk about this outfit that you will see right here, I'm sure.
My God. While I'm distracted, I'll put it here.
Dude, short shorts and Timberland, black Timberlands.
Are they steel-toe Timberlands?
They look like it. They certainly look like it. And this is an outfit and a half. Like, this should be a Halloween costume. But nobody would understand it unless they were subscribing to this podcast. It is a hell of a walkout, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to see this, just go to Spotify. We got all the videos. We got all the content. All the
what about YouTube? There.
We'll get there. Okay. YouTube's fishy. But we have an in-ring. What is he doing? He's doing an in-ring interview with JR.
Yeah, and just basically talks about how he and the Bulldog attacked. Or he and Triple H attacked the Bulldog last week. Because
we thought this was very DX of them.
Yeah, right. But really, it's because he's done one thing. Only one thing he has not done in WWF.
Bang Marlena?
Nope, done it.
Mm. Win San Antonio?
Done it.
Beat the Bret Man?
Oh, done it.
Pose for Playgirl?
Oh, done that. And done that.
Then, I don't know, so he's won a lot of titles. He's posed for Playgirl. Oh, and has he won the European title?
He has not!
Okay,
and
all right, all
the
right.
One thing
all
right. He has never done in the WWF, so he is going to challenge the British Bulldog for the WWF European Championship.
Which we have somewhere around here. Yeah. I see it right there.
We'll have to get it out. We'll have to get it out for the actual title match. I think
bring it out for the title match. But they're not calling it this, but Grand Slam champion, if you will.
He has a decent interview here. And he says that he is taking The Undertaker to hell. And I think he says hell in a cell. Hell. A lot of hells. Undertaker comes out on the big screen.
Also.
What does he say? Hey, pretty boy. Something like
he
that.
He says, hey, Hellboy.
Hellboy, because he says hell like 20 times.
Yeah, he says, you can run all you want, but at the end of the day, I will leave with your soul. And he says, hell in a cell.
Thus hell.
In the cell, correction.
My bad.
Will be your final resting. Please. And it's so cool because, as you've seen, Undertaker is already behind this chain link fence, enhancing the cell aspect of it all. And also, like, a great mic drop, final resting place, and then Shawn Michaels. And I told you this when we watched it. I go, that was supposed to be the end of the promo, and I feel like Shawn was supposed to just walk away. But Shawn, I feel like he's improvising here. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Because it's pretty bad.
So it was such a good mic drop. They could have ended the promo there and then be like, ooh, I can't wait for Bad Blood. But then Shawn's like,
well, if you think there's blood at Bad Blood, that's going to be your blood in the blood, Undertaker. And that's going to lead us to our final sponsor, Bloody. We can't plug it yet, but there's going to be some blood. Bad Blood.
Yeah, what?
Bad Blood.
What?
A hell in the cell, Bad Blood.
Yeah, no, I'm not buying it.
Do you taste your blood?
I think he said, you're going to taste some blood.
He's like, yeah, no, you taste your blood. And I hope you like your blood, because you're going to taste your blood at Bad Blood.
Undertaker.
Yeah, that was terrible. But like I said, I felt like he was just on the spot. Like he couldn't, his ego wouldn't let him get that last minute. I could be wrong in here, and maybe he had to say that, but what he had to finish with Undertaker's like phenomenal promo, and again, we were paraphrasing Undertaker's promo, but it was very... Am I wrong that I'm saying it was a very good promo by Undertaker? Like, it was like... All the way, also, like, not interrupted. Like, most promos, like, and Undertaker's like, yeah. Or it's like, Undertaker's like, you will rest. And we got the Barriquas fucking fighting DOA.
Here, Sable with $1 million.
It was like a very, it was bone chilling promo that should just been left unattended to. Let's get to our main event, shall we?
What a main event. Title match we got here.
So we got Bret Hart and British Bulldog acting as a tag team here versus the Headbangers. So again, to this point, we're getting our second round of wings. I really can't tap any more notes in this, but British Bulldog does a running power slam to Mosh, and it's a one, it's a two, it's a three, and that's a four, and new tag team champions of the world.
Hold on, you missed it. You missed it.
Davey Two.
Big Earl's coming in, waving it off. My earbuds stopped working, so I don't know, but he's waving it off. I'm guessing that either Bulldog wasn't the legal man or Mosh wasn't the legal man.
Okay.
And so they got to restart this shit.
Restarting the whole match?
Not restart it, but continue it. It didn't end.
Okay. Sure, I get that. So the refs are discussing with Bret Hart and British Bulldog.
The outcome here?
And then British Bulldog leaves and starts attacking Thrasher with the American flag here.
Beats the shit out of him with it and gets disqualified.
I don't know what flag it was.
It was the American flag.
Was it? Okay.
He stole it from a guy in the crowd.
Oh, so it was a different flag. That's why I thought it was.
Yeah. He almost hit the guy with it. He rips it out of this guy's hands, smashes it on the railing, and then rips the flag part off, fucking insulting to our country. And then they choke out Mosh and Thrasher with it after he beats the shit
out. Yeah, Bret Hart is choking Mosh with the flag.
But thank God we've got some real Americans.
The Patriot. Not only the Patriot come out,
you know what?
But his new best friend, Vader?
It's not only America time. It's Vader time.
Oh, I like that.
It's time. It's Vader and the Patriot time.
Bam, bam. So they're legit.
They're bad. They're BFFs now.
We thought, like, what the fuck is going on with the Patriot and Vader?
They probably shop at the same masks.
Also, let me mention this. We think Vader's this big heel, but Vader not defend the entire company on air in Kuwait and Ellen DeGeneres, their version of the Ellen DeGeneres show?
Yeah, he did. And since then, he is an American hero and an American treasure.
I think that he is.
It's more so than The Undertaker.
So they come out and they start helping the Headbangers here. Vader tries to hit a Vader bomb while Bret Hart is unconscious, but hits the Vader bomb and Bret slowly escapes. And that is the end of the episode.
What a show. What a life. R.I.P. to Klaus, our boy, Bloop Bloop. Good night, and Bloop Bloop.